Asar nisyonos nisnase Avraham Avinu. 10 nisyonos. Avraham Avinu got a nisayon in 10 different nisyonos. The Amad Bikulam, and he stayed strong. He was omade in all of them. Lehodia kama chiboso shel Avraham Avinu alav hashalom. In order to make known the great chiba of or for Avraham Avinu. Either that Avraham Avinu had tremendous ava for HaKadosh Baruch Hu, or that HaKadosh Baruch Hu had tremendous ava. That's why he wanted to show, he wants to show how precious Avram is. So let's see what Rabbeinu Yonah has to say. So Rabbeinu Yonah here goes through and lists for us the 10 nisyonos that Avraham Avinu had to face. Number one, Harishon, or Kastim, that he was thrown into the fiery furnace in Kastim. Shehipilo Nimrod L'Kivshon HaEsh. V'ze'enu Mefurish B'Torah. Rakmi Divrei Kabbalah. We know that the Torah does not introduce us to Avraham Avinu as the one who's thrown into our Kastim. That is something that we're told about by Chazal. Avraham Avinu, really, the story of Avraham Avinu begins with Lech Lecha. He says, Yesh lanu remez l'davar b'Torah, but there is a remez for the events in Or Kastim, because before Parshas Lech Lecha begins, Or Kastim is mentioned twice. And Rabbeinu Yonah argues that the reason why it's mentioned is to say that why was he zochet to this Madrega of Lech Lecha? Why was Avraham Avinu zochet to the Madrega of Lech Lecha? Because of what the Torah tells us before. So it writes Or Kastim twice to show you that what led to that eventual Madrega of Lech Lecha was because of the events of Or Kastim. And he brings a raya where we find this as well. Right, the pasuk, he quotes the pasuk. Ani Hashem Hashem Tzei Sicha Me Or Kastim L'Seis L'Chos Eretz Eretz Azos L'Rishta. So he says we find the same thing by Noach, because first it says Noach was Matzachin Beinei Hashem, and then after we have the story of Ela told us Noach. So just like in Noach, we have his introduction, but he's actually, even though the real introduction to Noach is the beginning of Parshas Noach, before that, at the end of Bereishis, there's a statement about Noach, and that statement is the reason for what ends up happening to Noach. Because why was he saved from the Mea Mabul? Because he was Matzachin Beinei Hashem. So too by Avram, even though Lech Lecha is his real debut, since there's a hint before to Or Kastim that tells us that why was he zochet to the Madrega of Lech Lecha? Because of what happened in Or Kastim. Okay. I'd like to just make a ha'ara here. Rabbeinu Yonah doesn't say this, but there is a little bit of a question here, which is, why doesn't the Torah tell us about Or Kastim explicitly? Uvda, it doesn't. That Rabbeinu Yonah points out. So I wanted to suggest a perspective of why the Torah doesn't tell us about Or Kastim. Avram is a prototype, a paradigm that we're supposed to be striving to accomplish. The Rambam writes at the end of Hilchos Tshuva about the tremendous madrega of Avram Oavi as someone who is Oved HaKadosh Baruch Hu Mitoch Ava. So Avram as our Av is someone that we look up to and we try to strive to be like. Why is Avram introduced his greatness as Lech Lecha and not as the one who was thrown into the fiery furnace? And I think maybe there's a very important message here that's being taught. And that is the realization that real greatness doesn't come from one-time events. Real greatness comes from regular, consistent dedication to a goal or a lifestyle that's calculated. Meaning, a person can be very inspired at a tish. And he can walk out of the tish and he can write in a $1 million check. That's not real heroism. That's inspiration of a moment. Real heroism is when a person dedicates himself to wake up early every morning to daven, to set aside time from work, even if it means taking a little bit of a financial cut, in order to make time for Talmud Torah. That's calculated. Because every morning when you wake up, you have to be doing it because you're dedicated to your mission, to your goal. That's real heroism. And you know what? To tell a story of Avram being all of a sudden captured by some police and they say, okay, listen, denounce your Judaism or we kill you. And he says, throw me into the fire. You know what? Maybe he got swept up with the excitement and the inspiration of the moment. That's not a real hero, with all respect to Avram, obviously. Real heroism is Lech Lecha. When Avram had to make a calculated decision, he had to decide. It wasn't spur of the moment. It wasn't standing over the fiery furnace. But he was told Lech Lecha, and he had to decide, am I going to do this? Am I going to walk away from everything? Am I going to change my lifestyle? Am I going to leave the comfort of home, everything that I'm familiar with, and go someplace where I'm not going to be able to come back so quickly and change my life? It's decisions like that that are real heroism. And I remember, just to illustrate this idea, I remember a story that took place here in Eretz Yisrael. There was a terrorist who came onto a bus. And the bus driver, when he saw the terrorist coming on, the person looked a little suspicious. The bus driver just got up out of his seat and dove out of the bus, tackling the would-be terrorist and holding him down. And the police came, and they, sure enough, they found that the guy had some type of explosive belt on him. And this bus driver saved, obviously, himself, but everyone on the bus. So they asked him, you know, where did you find this tremendous bravery to jump on a person who has an explosive tied to him? And the bus driver, in a real moment of honesty, said, I wasn't really thinking. If I thought, I probably would have just run out of the bus. I wasn't thinking, so I just tackled him. And it's such a strong statement there of sometimes when we're not thinking and we're caught up in an experience, we can be heroes. But that's not what real heroism is. And that, I think, is perhaps what the Torah is trying to teach us, that the decision of Lech Lecha by Avram, that's what we're supposed to be trying to emulate. Just another possible message that the Torah is trying to teach us by not mentioning or kastim might be a yisod that I think we've spoken about in the past. That was, we said that the Pasuk says that HaKadosh Baruch Hu was Sonei HaMatseva. I think we quoted this in the very beginning of the year. Rav Moshe Feinstein in Drash Moshe writes, what does it mean he's Sonei HaMatseva? A Matseva is a commemoration. It's a plaque. Hashem does not want us celebrating past accomplishments to the degree that it paralyzes us from making future accomplishments. It's important to have good self-esteem. It's important to look back at the times in the past that I've been successful, because that will drive you to be successful in the future. But HaKadosh Baruch Hu wants us to be focused forward. And therefore, Avram, yes, had this amazing story of Or Kostim earlier in his life. But the Torah doesn't introduce that to us because, you know what, that was in the past. It's important to sometimes put past accomplishments behind you and to look forward and say, well, you know, what can I accomplish now? I did something great a year ago. I did something great 3 years ago. But what can I do weiter? Okay, let's keep going here. Hasheni, what's the second nisayon? Sivahu latzeis me'aretz. Me'aretzo. Lech lecha me'aretzecha. Number three, vayihi rov ba'aretz. Afapi shashem hivticho. Hashem Yisrael said to him, v'nivruchu v'cha kol mishpachos ha'adama. Avram, you're going to come. And when you come to Eretz Yisrael, everyone is going to bless in your name. You're going to be a real hero. And what happens? He comes, and what occurs? There's a rov. There's a famine. Now, Avram now can be Mr. Persona non grata. He's the cause of the famine, maybe. You know, all of a sudden he shows up and there's a famine. So still, Avram Avinu is not mahar her achar midosef. He doesn't say, like, wait a second. Hashem, what's going on here? You promised me. Number four, Luke Chasara leParo. His wife was taken by Paro. Number five, Milchemes Arba Malachim. He has the world war. He only had with him 318 people. And yet he was Batach BaKadosh Baruch Hu V'nasalo Neis, and he was saved. He was saved and he saved Lot. Okay. Number six, Ben Tishim V'teisha Shana B'himolo B'sarar Loso. He had a bris mila at 99. Very risky surgery. Number seven, Lekicha Sara L'Avimelech. Again, his wife was taken. Number eight, Kishigeresh Hagar B'Yishmol B'no B'mitzvah Hashem. Tehira Adavar Be'enav. He did not. It was very troubling, this whole situation, and yet he did it. Number nine, Akedas Yitzchak. Shekosev Bo Ato Yodati Ki Yare Elokim Ata. After the Akedah, Hashem says, now I know that you're a Yare Elokim. What? V'chiyad achshav lo haya yodea? Hashem didn't know until now that he was a Yare Hashem? What do you mean, now I know? You know, sometimes you have a test, purpose of the test is the teacher needs to know, you know, who's paying attention, who's not. That's not shaykh by HaKadosh Baruch Hu. That's why Hashem gave him a test. Obviously, it wasn't for Hashem. So what do you mean? Ki ato yadati, now I know. Ella ha'kol gadali v'tzofoy l'fonav, obviously. So how, what's the idea here? Ella kishenoda adavar librios, Hashem says, ki ato yadati. Ato yadati, the Rabbeinu Yonah is learning, doesn't mean now I know. It means now it's known. It's to show everybody else. Ubolo dienu. And there's an additional point that we're being taught here, which is ki yira shemayim gadol mikol mitzvah shebatorah. The greatest madrega that a person can reach is to be a yarei elokim, to be have yira shemayim. We've spoken about this before. Rav Elchanan learns the pasuk in Koheles. Pasuk says, sof davar akol nishma es elokim yira ve'etz mitzvot sov shamor ki zeh kol ha'adam. The end of the, when everything settles, the ikar is do the mitzvot and have yira shemayim. Says Rav Elchanan, you see from here, Yira Shemayim is not just a nice mila to have. Yira Shemayim is the essence of everything. It's what defines a person. Ki zeh kol ha'adam. And here Rabbeinu Yonah says, we're being told this was the greatest of all the nisyonos, he says. And when Avram finally reaches the pinnacle of Avodas Hashem, he reaches the top of the mountain. What is there up at the peak? Yira Shemayim. Ata yadati ki yira elokim ata. I now know that you're a Yerei Hashem. So the pasuk is being madgish for us that that's the ultimate, to become a Yerei Shemayim. It's an interesting Ramban. The Ramban says on Ki Ata Yadati, it doesn't mean that I Hashem know. Obviously, Hashem always knew. It doesn't mean, like Rabbeinu Yonah says, that for everyone else to know, but it's for Avram himself to know, to bring Koach al Poel. Sometimes you have a lot of potential, and until you're put in a situation, that potential doesn't come out. Right, they ask you to speak, and you say, oh, I'm not really a speaker. And you get up there, you deliver an amazing speech, and you say, wow, I really could do this. I could speak. I can give a Dvar Torah. Sometimes being in a test brings out within you the kochos that you didn't even realize that you had. So really three pshatim in a nisayon. Nisayon could be for the tester. It could be for the all the other people, or it could be for the person taking the test. Okay, so that was number 9. And last, Ha'asiri Kfura Sara. Which is big nisayon. Kumis alich baratz v'arkol urach baki luchat neno. Hashem promises to Avram, you'll get the whole land. And then what happens? He can't even find a place to bury his wife. He has to end up buying a place for a lot of money, even though he was promised all this land, and yet he's looking around. He doesn't have any land. He can't even bury his wife. And he's not mahayir. He doesn't say, wait a second. What happened here? This is not the way things are supposed to go. A lot of times with nisyonos, we look around and we say, hey, this is not the way life was supposed to go. You know, I sort of had this idea of what Hashem wanted for me, my plan in life. And when all of a sudden things go in a different direction, we start to wonder, is this what's going on here? Avraham Avinu didn't do that. He realized that, you know what, HaKadosh Baruch Hu has a plan, and I'm going to go with the plan that he, whatever he seems to have designed here for me. Lehodia kama chibasu shal Avraham, says Rabbeinu Yonah, he tested him in order so it would be known to everyone who Avraham was. And the Yachin points out here, that you have to realize Avram is being chosen, and it means that everyone else is no longer chosen. Avram is reaching this special Maila, and people might have a taina. Why are you choosing Avram? So the Torah wanted to go out of its way. All of these nisyonos were there so that, you know, like when they pick the MVP of the league, and everyone who didn't get the MVP says, all right, it's Pashit, that guy is supposed to get it. You know, yeah, he's the best. He had the best, you know, most goals. He had the most assists. Such a good guy. You know, sometimes the decision is obvious, and everyone's so. But you have to have been through the tests in order to see it. HaKadosh Baruch Hu wanted the whole world to realize it's justified that I'm picking Avram Vizaro. So he put him through lots of tests in order so that Avram can prove and show who he is. And now that everyone sees who Avram is, so they realize that it makes sense that HaKadosh Baruch Hu chose him.